and its placement, those are all things that matter.
The statues were placed on specially built platforms ranged along the coastline, a sacred geography reflecting the tribal divisions of Rapa Nui. Moving these statues would have taken days and a large workforce. Hoahakananaya would have stood on his platform with his giant stone companions in a formidable line, their backs to the sea, keeping watch over the island. These uncompromising ancestor figures must have made a haunting and daunting vision to any potential invaders and a suitably imposing welcoming party to any visiting dignitaries. And they've been credited with a whole range of miracle-working powers.